Thank you, everybody. This is the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee meeting of October 23rd, 2014, public session. My name is Brian Edward Speaker. I'm the chair of the committee. I ask our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to please call the roll.
Okay, Jim Boyd.
Here.
Lydia Brazon. Adriana Kasanov.
Here.
Brian Edward Speaker.
Here.
Marcus Jetter.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Novick. Manager Saba. Raul Salvador.
Here.
Barbara Whipperman.
Here.
That's eight. We have a quorum.
All right, and apologies to anyone who's listening to the stream or trying to listen to the stream. Our executive session discussion carries later. We will probably be discussing some of the contents of that session as we move on with our agenda. You all have a proposed agenda for tonight's public session in hand. Can I hear a motion to approve that agenda?
Your motion to approve.
Motion comes from Jim Boyd. Does anyone wish to propose any modifications to the agenda? Hearing no amendments, is there any objection to the agenda as proposed? Hearing no objections, it has just become our agenda for the evening. We're on to minutes approval. We have one set of minutes ready for approval. That's minutes for September 23rd, 2014. So we have a motion to approve those minutes. Don't all
so
jump
move.
Up at once.
So move.
Norman moves to approve the minutes. Does anyone wish to make any changes to those minutes? Does anyone object to adopting the minutes of September 23rd? Hearing no objections, those minutes are now adopted. We
Question?
Are on.
Could I? Who moved to approve the minutes?
That was Tony Norman.
Tony Norman. Okay, thank you.
We're now on to fiscal year 2015 budget review. Our first item is WBAI budget discussion. We do not have a new budget from WBAI. However, it is also clearly the greatest source of financial stress on the network. We heard in executive session that WBAI was unable to fund its last payroll and required assistance funding the payroll preceding that, and has had other more serious concerns stemming from cash flow issues. And this is after not having had to pay any rent since July 1st because of pending lease negotiations. My question to the committee, do we want to have a what next discussion absent an actual budget in hand?
This is Barbara with a comment.
I hope the comments on the merits of spending 30 minutes discussing WBAI without a budget to discuss.
I think there is no merit to having such a discussion. And I think I propose that we move ahead with the other budgets, and when we approve them, we forward them, if necessary, without WBAI's budget to the PNB, and recommend, if it's appropriate for our committee, that the PNB address the problems that are centered around the WBAI budget and financial situation.
I agree with that.
So you want to punt on BAI to the national board?
Correct.
Have you listened to the meetings of our national board?
Not the last couple.
That's Adriana here?
Okay, yeah, Adriana. Wait, well, hold on. Barbara, is that a motion or a suggestion?
It's a motion, but I didn't type it up.
Okay, we need it typed up before we can vote on it. So please do that and send it out. Adriana, you're next.
Yes, well, what I was saying, basically, that I agree with Barbara, because for what we discussed in the last hour and a half, we know that this committee cannot solve the problem with WBAI. We don't have his manager here. And I think that we cannot solve that issue. The PMB and the national office need to step up.
Harpal,
go ahead.
Yeah. Clearly, we can't discuss a document nobody's seen yet, and which I'm checking again, and does not appear to have hit as of this hour. So we can't discuss it, and we're going to need to do that. So I think we can't really do the BAI budget here. I think there was another issue brought up in executive session that hasn't been mentioned yet. You mentioned payroll, but there's another issue that perhaps the CFO could briefly outline for us.
Raul, do you care to outline that issue?
I have sent out a note that I have not reported this to the PNB because there was some that I would to report this to the PNB and then maybe take it from there. But what I could mention is possibly just a little summary of what we have discussed.
Whatever you feel is appropriate.
Okay. Well, WBAI had experienced some financial difficulties in the last couple of weeks during this fund drive, wherein the credit card or payments processor held some of its funds because of the historical chargebacks of that station. Therefore, issues were raised by the payment processing company, and that issues were resolved as of just yesterday. But further investigation and analysis of this incident will be done immediately. That's it.
Okay, so here is my issue, Arpal. The budgeting process forces us to have a very hard and useful conversation about how we pay for the things we want to do and whether or not we can pay for the things we want to do. And we're now 3.5 weeks into the fiscal year, and we can't let the default position be business as usual carries on if you don't produce a budget proposal, because business as usual at some of our stations is jeopardizing the integrity of the entire network. For instance, without a budget, without a financial plan that tells us how WBAI is going to operate sustainably, we can't tell WBAI when it's okay to stop fundraising because it has enough money to pay its bills. We can't tell it what obligations it can and cannot take on. We can't tell it what level it has to get its rent down if it wants to be able to keep its doors open. So, I at this point, we had a discussion about holding off on WBAI's budget until there was a revised version for discussion at tonight's meeting that hasn't been provided for us. I think at a minimum, we need to have a conversation about consequences. We could recommend to the National Board that WBAI stay in fund drives until it produces a budget.
Oh, I'm just laughing because I'm remembering the. Oh, please don't throw me in the briar patch. I'm sorry. Am I interrupting? Can I?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm kind of at a loss here.
VAI's. I mean, on a previous meeting, I said, when something like this was raised, I said, I don't see how you're going to punish BAI because you can't, we're down to 7 paid people in management. We have, what is there? We not much we can do. BAI is going to stay it's going to stay in fundraising mode for quite a while. I mean, when have we not gone past our stated fundraising days for an on-air fundraiser for the past number of years? So I don't see what that does. And the thing is, I think the impetus needs to come from probably Pacifica Management. And Pacifica Management needs to tell the general manager, since he's already told us he had the budget a week ago, that he should at least send it to us. Basically that's it. Because otherwise, what are we going to? I don't see what impact governance is going to have at this point in time, outside of something that would be long involved and take forever. I think. We have Pacifica Management that's above the local management. They need to step up and say, it's too late, we're almost a month into the fiscal year, so you got to do this. So I think it's Pacifica Management's call now.
Ileana, for the stack.
Okay, we have received a motion from Barbara Wipperman. We also have someone breathing heavily into their phone. So if you're not speaking, please mute yourself. Barbara Wipperman's proposal is proceed with processing all budgets without WBAI budget, forward all finished budgets to PNB, and request that PNB deal with the WBAI budget and financial problems. Adriana is next.
Well, first of all, I agree with, obviously, I don't think that we need a second, but if we need, I second that motion, because really what we discover is deeper than that. We need the Finance Committee cannot deal and solve that we come up in about WBAI. Obviously, we need something more serious, and like Barbara said, we need to keep the process and at least approve the budget from the other 4 stations and go ahead with that part. Thank you.
Marcus is that.
Hey, Jim on the stack.
I've got Marcus and then Jim. Go ahead.
Marcus here. First of all, I have to admit I was a heavy breather. I'm sorry. I think we have to hear from the national office. I think they need to make some suggestions as to how BAI and we get out of this, because it's very disturbing and very sad. And I would hope that they would, in our next meeting that we should have in short order, come up with some options. Thanks.
Our Paul for stack.
I have Jim and then R. Paul. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, the problem with WBAI now is a financial problem, and that's what our job is. And to punt it from the specific part of Pacifica set aside for financial matters and kicking it up to the PNB, which has a broader plate to work with and does not have supposedly the specific skills, financial skills that we do, is just not doing what we're supposed to do. And I would just propose an amendment to the motion that the latter part of that motion be deleted, and that the motion should substantially be that the 4 stations' budgets will be transferred to, be passed and transferred to the PNB, and then we'll just work on the WBAI budget until we have something to send up to the PNB on what to do with that budget.
Question from the secretary. So, are you
go ahead, Paul?
is your amendment then to delete all after without WBAI budget? In other words,
correct.
Delete forward all and et cetera.
Yes.
Okay, I wanted to make sure of that.
Okay, let's take a vote. Unless there's further discussion on that amendment, let's take a vote on that amendment. So this says, it keeps intact the first part of Barbara's proposal. Don't keep the other budgets waiting until we get to WBAI. Forward whatever we've got to the PNB. It does not, it strikes the second part of Barbara's proposal, which is that we punt on dealing with WBAI at all to the PNB. Is there any objection to doing that?
Objection to the amendment?
Yes.
I object.
Okay. Does anyone wish to debate it before we call a vote?
Adriana?
Or Paul?
Okay, I've got Adriana, then our Paul. Marcus, mute your phone. Go ahead, Adriana.
Go ahead.
Well, it's very clear from what we discussed during an hour and a half that this committee doesn't have the option. First of all, we don't have a budget. Second of all, we don't have some strange noise coming in. We don't have all the elements, and we cannot even, bring what we are discussing is a piece of paper that doesn't have anything else, and numbers that doesn't exist. We cannot stop the whole process because of that. We need at this point in time something that has to do no specifically with the finances, with the organization, because we can tweak and change numbers. But we cannot solve what is happening there that have little to do with the numbers and have to do with organization. Thank you.
This is Lydia. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hold on a second.
Okay.
I heard someone after Adriana.
Our Paul?
And it was our Paul and then Lydia. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, our Paul.
Yeah, I agree with the amendment. Basically, we should deal with this, and I don't think the PNB is going to deal with it. I mean, the PNB stacks stuff up for months and months at a time. We're complaining about we're 3.5 weeks, almost 4 weeks into the FY15. We'll be 3 weeks into FY16 before the PNB gets around to it. So I don't think that's the second part is useful. And I think when we get around to discussing the main motion by itself, that we probably need to discuss a little bit about what exactly that first sentence means. So I agree with the amendment.
Lydia.
Excuse me. Yes, I do not agree with the amendment. I think, again, having been back on the PNB since 11, there have been issues every year that relate to this particular issue, including in particular with the options and things that are public and are not. But I absolutely believe that that what has to happen is a contingency plan, that whatever a contingency is involved has got to be developed at the PNB. It will need to be in executive session anyway. I mean, to tell you the truth, I'm not impressed with any of the budgets. I think all of the budgets have too much wishful thinking in them. And what I would like to see this committee, and now I'm deviating, but is to have us enforce the bylaws that require that the LSBs check these budgets at the end of the quarter, which is at the end of December. By then we should know whether they're on target, and that's what I'd like to see this committee do. But in terms of WBAI, because there are so many variables, because we don't know the true status of the million-dollar bequest, because we don't know or what we should be doing, if anything, in relation. Because there are so many variables in relation to WBAI, and that I do believe that we should, that I would support Barbara's motion as is, not as amended, and that that's, at this juncture, it's very, and the PMB will prioritize that. I will certainly move to have this as a priority and move to something that is a contingency for all the states. And so there you go. That's my feeling on the subject. And I do not, as you know, favor the LMA at all. And I do not think swaps or any of that is an option at this juncture. I do think there are other network options. Thank you.
Other discussion on this?
Tony for the stack.
I've got Tony. Who else? And remember, this is limited to striking the second half of Barbara's motion. The motion itself will still be subject to debate. Whether we do or do not. Go ahead, Tony.
I agree with all the rationale that Lydia just stated, but I would support the amendment that was proposed. I think we do, for those reasons, we on the Finance Committee should try to resolve these issues before we send it to the PNB. So that way we send it to the PNB with recommendations. I think we try to work with the CFO, the general manager, the treasurer, and the people at BAI, and we should try to come to some solution. That's the purpose of the finance. And because I think the PNB have enough on its plate to deal with than to throw this into the political waters. So I think it's our responsibility to come up and try to come up with a solution for the budget, at least for BAI. And if we can't do that, then we take it to the people. But I think we, with the CFO, business manager, the treasurer from BAI, and this committee, we can come up with something to deal with the BAI budget. So I would support this this amendment.
This is Barbara with
discussion on the amendment.
Yes, Barbara.
Go ahead, Barbara.
Well, I'd just like to reiterate that I think it is very important. The problem has grown to the point where I think it is necessary for the PNB to be involved. And I disagree that this committee has any authority to do the kinds of things that need to be done. I don't think there's anything wrong at all with making suggestions, drawing up a list of options if we want. But it isn't our place to make any kind of final decisions about this. I've got some ideas myself about what I think could happen and preserve WBAI, and it would be very different than what it is now. But I think we need to move the rest of the budgets, and we can continue to be involved in working on this problem, but it really is serious, and the PNB needs to move on this very soon.
Adriana?
Adriana, go ahead.
Again, we are talking about, we're discussing this issue. We already discussed it an hour and a half, and we know that the problem is not discussing issues. The problem is, like Barbara said, we don't have the authority to make the changes or force the changes for this to happen in WBAI. We heard the treasurer saying that he received from the CFO the information that we received in the executive session was news to him. What we will do here? Keep talking to ourselves and saying, this couldn't happen. How could that be? We didn't know. We needed neither. We cannot change anything. It's time to think that this is a problem that has to do with governance, have nothing to do with the financial situation, have to do with how we reach that point. Then the Finance Committee can talk about finances. But here we discover that it's not the problem of finance. The problem is governance. The problem is some changes that need to be done or some controls that need to have in WBAI that we don't have it in place. Everybody was saying that we don't know. Then what we will keep in discussing that we don't know? We can start here when we have a budget. That is what we can talk about. But know about what to do because we don't have the numbers, because we don't have what we discussed in an hour and a half, just right now.
Okay. Folks,
Charlie, for a point of information, I'm confused. I thought we were discussing what we do with BAI budget, not are we talking other things related to BAI? Because I'm confused.
We are discussing a relatively small procedural matter summed up in a few words in a motion that we may or may not strike. And I would implore everybody, it doesn't need to be a heated or a lengthy debate, but it does need to get to a vote. And if you are asking for the floor to make points you have already made, please have enough faith that we heard you the first time.
But
the
question is
whether we strike the second sentence from Barbara's motion.
But, Brian, my question is related. Are we discussing BAI's budget issue, or is it something else? Is that it? Isn't it the budget, I thought?
Brian, can you read the amendment, please?
The amendment is to strike the following sentence from the following clause from Barbara's motion. Request that the PNB deal with the WBAI budget and financial problems.
Wait a minute. Hold on. As I have it, it strikes the entire second sentence. Forward all finished budgets to PNB and request that the PNB deal with the WBAI budget and financial problems.
Okay. It has the same force and effect.
But that's the precise thing.
So if the amendment passes, we deal with budgets without dealing with WBAI, but we may deal with BAI at some future date. If the amendment does not pass, then we are punting on dealing with BAI at all as a committee. With the WBAI budget. Does everyone understand what the amendment is?
Hello? I'm just a little bit.
Hello?
Hello?
All right. It seems to have stopped. Okay. If there is no further debate on the amendment, I'd like to call the roll on the amendment, call the vote on the amendment. Does anyone object to calling the vote on the amendment?
So the vote is whether or not the section will be struck.
To strike the second sentence of Barbara's original motion. Mr. Secretary, can you call the roll?
Okay. Jim Boyd.
Yes.
Lydia Brezon.
No.
Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Brian Edwards Tiekert.
Yes.
Marcus Jenner. Marcus Jenner? R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick, Meneja Saba, Raul Salvador.
Abstain.
Barbara Wipperman.
No.
Going back, Marcus Jeter. I think he's not here. Okay. The vote is 4-4 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention.
The language is struck. We're back to the motion as amended, which currently reads, proceed with processing all budgets without the WBAI budget. I wish to propose adding language as follows. The National Finance Committee reports the following to the Pacifica National Board, : WBAI has been incapable of producing a balanced budget with transmitter rent at current levels. Should WBAI secure a rent reduction, it appears to be incapable of paying back rent, even at reduced rates. Even without paying rent, WBAI is currently unable to meet current obligations, including payroll and postage for mailing premiums. The National Finance Committee recommends that the PNB direct national management to explore and develop operational proposals for alternatives to business as usual. And I just sent that out.
That's an amendment to Barbara's motion?
Yep. That's what we'll be forwarding to the PNB in lieu of a budget for WBAI.
So that would
if it passes.
That would be at the end of her existing motion.
Exactly.
Okay, so this is... The way we're reading it, it sounded like a substitute motion here, but you intend to add this at the end of that.
Correct. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, this is Zuberi.
Hey, Zuberi.
Hey, Brian.
I hope we're entertaining because it's going to be a few minutes before we get to your budget.
Okay, I'll just I'm going to mute my phone. I didn't know if you guys still wanted this on tonight or for your next meeting.
All right, R. Paul for us back here.
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah. As I said before, now the first motion reads, proceed with processing all budgets without WBAI budget. Now, the thing is, we have to agree on what that part means, and I guess we have to agree on the rest of it. Basically, my thought would be that if the if the WBAI general manager does give us a budget pretty soon and we can deal with it, and if some news comes in that allows for a more stable-looking budget, something we can, you know, actually deal with that doesn't leave so many question marks, then I think we should then try to process that. Because this committee is the thing in Pacifica that's set up at all to do that. I don't know that sending the whole budget there to the PNB is going to be fruitful. I mean, certainly somebody on the PNB could then move to commit to the NFC, which would be perfectly logical.
Paul, let me just jump in.
Well,
I would interpret this motion to mean that it did not preclude us from dealing with WBAI's budget if and when management produces one. But what this says is that the PNB can take up everyone else's budgets without having them for the whole network.
Okay, I can agree with that, yes. I mean, I just want to
clarify. Am I misinterpreting
that.
Your intent, Barbara?
I'm in favor of your proposed amendment.
Okay. I agree. If we interpret the first sentence as that, then that's fine. And reading your amendment here, okay, direct national management. All right. I agree with having the PNB tell national management to deal with this, because that's who can deal with this. But I would like it to, I don't know. I have to think about tell the national management to explore and develop operational proposals for alternatives to business as usual. I think there's a little something in there that isn't quite as dry as I'd like it, put it that way. So I got to think about that. So that's all I have to say for now.
All right. Think about better language and propose it before we run out of time. Anyone else on this?
Barbara with a comment.
I heard Marcus. I'll put Barbara after Marcus. Go ahead, Marcus.
Okay. I just want to say I support the motion. I think we have to, we have to start looking at some contingencies, because I know we just submitted a budget, WPFW, that has cut, and we don't have any money to help. So I don't see where, I think the motion is totally appropriate. And it is a sad and unfortunate thing, but it's something we have to face.
Barbara's next. Go ahead.
I just want to say that if, you know, all these wonderful things that might happen do occur, I don't see any reason why we couldn't pass another motion to change how we're going to proceed. But it doesn't look like, you know, the inheritance is coming or the tower rent is going down. We don't know these things now. So I think we should proceed. I wish I hadn't talked and just would say, I call the question.
Okay, I don't believe we can call the question in committee. Could be wrong. Does anyone else want to be on stack? Well, then it's a moot point. Paul, are you coming up with a proposed change to that language? Or
yeah, I think my concern is with simply the words "to business as usual." Given some time, I might come up with some great ending on that, but maybe I want to strike just "to business as usual" and make it PNB direct national management to explore and develop operational proposals for alternatives. Leave it at that. You know, I mean, so that's what I can come up with, and so I guess that is my amendment.
Okay, the proposed amendment is to strike the words "to business as usual." Does anyone object to that amendment? Hearing no objection, the offending words are struck. We're now voting on the amendment as amended. So it's what I sent out, minus its final words. Does anyone have any objection to this amendment? Hearing none, it's now added to Barbara's original proposal. So we now have the main motion as amended. Does anyone have any objection to Barbara's language plus my language minus our Paul's deletion? Hearing none, it's approved, and we are on to the next item on our agenda. That is the KPFA budget, which was sent out last night. And I'll draw your attention to the only substantive change since the last version the National Finance Committee saw. KPFA management did a detailed cost-benefit analysis on the call center that we have been using to take pledges for the last two fund drives. And decided to resume using a volunteer phone room starting with the next fund drive for the rest of the fiscal year. So they will still be using a call center for taking rollover calls. That is when the volunteers are maxed out. They budgeted based on that. They've increased the cost of paying shift supervisors for the volunteer room and reduced the call center number. And that has slightly increased the surplus for the year, which is now $77,000 in net income before cash and capital.
Brian?
Is anybody? Yes.
Our Paul for staff.
Sorry, did I hear Barbara call out?
Yes. I wanted to point out one other large change in the budget, which was our business manager got the final rate increase for the health insurance coverage for employees that we do have it, and that was changed the amount we budgeted for health benefits. About $27,000 it went down, and the change that you were talking about was a little over $21,000. So together, those were the major changes. And the budget was sent to the National Finance Committee with the changes in them. But there is one document, and I think it's probably at the end of the whole string of documents, called a comparison of the October 2nd and the October 17th versions of the budget. And there are two simple columns. You know, one is the total budget for the year as it was first circulated, and the other one is the one that was voted on by the PNB last Saturday, and it the column in between shows the items that were changed. Various others were small, but the two large ones Brian and I have mentioned. That might be the easiest document for people to look at.
And it was approved by KPFA's local board on Saturday. Our Paul, I heard. Anyone else for staff? And remember, this is a 10-minute item on our agenda. Okay, our Paul, go ahead.
Okay. Damn. I forgot. Oh, man. Okay, yes. The question I have is, we've been told that if you're going to have volunteers doing the taking the calls for the credit cards, that the law now is that they have to, there's all sorts of stuff that has to be done, including they can't have anything to write stuff down on, like paper and pen, and things like this. Now, I don't know, maybe, I don't know if this is a national law or if this is New York State law, so I'm just asking here, without the call center, are you going to have people using pen and paper to write down these things, and is that legal in California?
The plan is to have laptops.
The phone room will be changed in the way that the volunteers operate to comply with this, and I don't believe it is a law. I don't know if it's a law in New York, but it is a guideline that has been set up by the credit card companies and their insurers. And they're saying that they don't want to be liable for anybody's complaint about mishandling of their credit cards unless the people processing payments have these safeguards, as you were mentioning. They're not writing things down. They're entering them into a computer. So part of the change in our budget was, although there was a reduction for the amount of money we're going to spend on the call center because it will be just backup, we are going to be spending some money on inexpensive laptops and earphone things so that we can be a little more modern with our volunteers, the way they're handling the calls.
Raul, to the stack.
Got Raul. Who else? Okay, go ahead, Raul.
I believe that there is a federal law regarding the protection of credit card information. I'm trying to Google it right now, but I'm pretty sure we've had this discussion with in another meeting, but. Yes, there is a law that you're supposed to not keep any credit card information within the organization, and that's why the system of the call center was considered compliant with that law. There was a compliance certification that we are doing our system. And once I think I've seen it with our banks and our discussion with our banking representatives. But I will research that. That's the problem. But I think there is a compromise. If we bring back the volunteers, they will have to do what the call centers are doing right now, which is essentially going to the answering calls and going to the computer, entering information into the system, and directly charging the credit card information to the, I mean, at our website. That's essentially what the call centers are doing in New York right now. The operators, the call center agents, have computers with our website, WBAI website, and they're entering credit card information into the system and getting approval at that point. So that can be done also by the volunteers, but we certainly need a very strict regimen of training for our volunteers in order to be successful at this. The call centers are professional. They're doing it for a lot of companies. And yes, it's a possibility that we could do the same function at our phone rooms. However, we need to get the equipment in place as well as the proper training for these volunteers.
So, Raul, if you're able to find out what exactly the rules are, I think that would be tremendously helpful. We've had these discussions inside KPFA, and no one has ever been able to produce the rules or the law that they were referring to. And it would be helpful to make sure that what KPFA is setting up in the future is compliant.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to get.
You don't have to get it tonight. I'm just
right,
saying
right.
It would probably be useful to all the stations to have something firm in writing in hand. I had our Paul. Anyone else on stack? Okay. So I have a motion to approve KPFA's budget.
So moved.
Any objection to KPFA's budget?
I have only a question, Adriana.
Sure, go ahead, Adriana.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't understand. A little bit thing bother me. We have a 2% increase in revenue, but we have a 7% increase in total operating expenses. I don't understand why we need to go to, I mean, raise 7% the operating expenses to have only a 2% revenue. It's something there that maybe, I don't know if I don't understand it correctly, but I don't like that difference. I mean, that sounds to me that is too much going up in expenses for almost gaining nothing, the 2%. We are worse than before.
This was an objection, or I'm sorry, shall I answer?
Are you asking for the floor, Barbara?
Yes,
I guess so.
Okay, Barbara, go ahead.
I think both of us should weigh in on this, Brian. This is an objection brought up by one of the LSB members, and she was one of the no votes. There were obviously very few, and she's just not satisfied and so sent her questions around to the Finance Committee. I think you have to look at how much money is involved with the revenue for 1 year and the expenses. And really, the amount of change percent-wise doesn't... It's kind of a... It does not really relate to whether or not you're going to have the money to pay these bills. You could have an enormous amount of revenue and increase your expenses only a small percentage. This isn't a useful comparison. The useful comparison is the history of the revenue, the way it's being budgeted, and the history of the expenses, the way they are being budgeted.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the utility of that comparison either. We're trying to budget prudently on revenues, which means budgeting a little less than we can hope for, and we're trying to budget prudently on expenses, which means budgeting a little more than we hope to spend. We do have cost inflation. Our health benefits going up is costing us somewhere in the vicinity of $15,000. It's out of our control. The raise in our union contract is going to run the station around another $30,000. That's not in our control. We budget some things that rarely get spent. The union contract requires that $5,000 be sent aside for training of staff. Almost no one takes advantage of it. Less than $500 of it was spent this year, but it goes in the expense budget. Management voluntarily, without a contract, does the same for unpaid staff. That's another $5,000 that hasn't been used in the last year. But, you know, a prudent budget is going to show revenues going up less than expenses, at least the way we do budgeting.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir, Paul.
I want to report that as of this moment, I have just gotten a modified budget from the WBAI general manager, which I will post to the file section.
Appreciate that. Any further discussion on KPFA's budget? So the form of the motion listed on our agenda is that the National Finance Committee recommends the KPFA budget to the Pacifica National Board for approval. Is there any objection to that motion?
Could you please say that again? Could you please count to five and say that again?
One, two, three, four, five. I'm reading the language that's already in our agenda, Paul.
Oh.
The National Finance Committee recommends the KPFA budget to the Pacifica National Board for approval. Is there any objection? Hearing none, the KPFA budget is approved. You're on to the WPFW budget.
Okay. Hi, guys. This is Marcus and Michelle. Well, Michelle's here for WPFW.
Hold on, Michelle. Let me just say something quick for Michelle. Okay. So my LSB has instructed me to ask for an extension on approval of the budget so that we can review what has unfortunately been a drastic budget that has made some very drastic changes. So that's what I was instructed to do. We will have a meeting within a week, and hopefully we will attempt to review and approve the budget. I'm making this proposal formally. In addition, though, our general manager has asked to have a voice with the committee regarding our budget, and so we're going to let her say her piece.
Michelle?
Okay. Yes. Last night, the LSB was supposed to go over the budget, but they met for quite a while and didn't get to the budget part until maybe 5 minutes before they had to leave. And from what I understand, it was typical LSB. So I don't want that to hold up the process that has to go with the management of the station. And I think that their idea of the necessity of a budget being approved is not as it's not as high on their list of priorities as it should be. We have people's lives that are being kind of toyed with right now, and I think that the budget that I put forth last week, I amended the few things that needed to be amended, and I would like to go forward with finding out if this budget can be approved so that we can start doing the things that we need to do to make this budget work.
Okay.
It was very
hold on a second. Before you get into it, Marcus, if you want to, for the sake of your board, make a motion to postpone this, why don't you do that so we can vote on it before we have a substantive discussion?
I make a so motion that we postpone the review and approval of the WPFW budget on next meeting.
Excuse me, before you make, I'm sorry, did you tell them the date that they were planning for the next budget meeting?
Hopefully they'll tell me, and I'm hoping Tony is going to speak up on
the date. The date we have is November the 6th, Thursday, November the 6th.
But Tony, want to go on the stack?
Okay. A motion to postpone is debatable. I heard Adriana. Is that on the question of postponing, Adriana?
Yes.
Okay. I've got Adriana, then Tony. Who else? Okay. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yeah. My reasoning here is if, like we said before, we have a timeline for budgets. Managers need to present the budget to their finance committee. The finance committee need to present it to the LSE, and then the budget is presented to the National Finance Committee that, after reviewing and approving, go to the PND. That is the normal process. We need to understand here, too, that the LSPs is one of the duties and responsibility, and I think that is the first one that our bylaws talk about, is reviewing the budget, right? What I'm saying is I was saying last week that we are so far into this process when we should have all of this approved. But we need to understand that the budget need to be presented to the LSB to give them time. The LSB is a volunteer body of this foundation, and that's why the bylaws give those volunteers the duty of review their own budget. Things that we, the National Finance Committee, we don't know. That's why it's important that the LSB talk about these issues. If we are talking a month from here, obviously it will not happen. But what I'm saying is, are we sure that we follow all the steps? Because, Marcus, if I hear you correctly, you are saying that your LSB is asking for some reviews that they didn't have the option to review before. It's not up to us to discuss if they did it on time, did it on time, if the manager did it on time or not, but do I understand that your LSB is asking to review some specific things before bringing it to us?
Can I respond quickly?
All right, go ahead, Mark.
Okay. So basically what happened was the LSB passed a budget. The budget came to the NFC, and the NFC said, no, 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 this budget is too optimistic. You have to cut it back. And some of the LSB members said that as well, but we did pass the budget. When the NFC said, no, 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 budget is too optimistic, we sent the budget back to the general manager, and she made the hard, unfortunate cuts that were required to comply with the NFC mandate. And so what my LSB is instructing me to do is to request an additional extension to review a budget that they only really got to see last night. And that's just a function of time and place. And so I am making such requests as I am instructed. I hope Mr. Norman will have something to say about this.
Well, it just so happens Mr. Norman is next on the stack. Go ahead, Tony.
Yes, I understand Michelle's concern, but I will support what Marcus is saying and the LSB in terms of requesting an extension. We have set a special meeting to deal with that. There were some, since the LSB approved the budget, there were some substantial changes that the LSB has not had the opportunity to review. In fact, I don't think they even saw the amended budget until actually a few hours before the meeting. So it is unfair for them to review all of that at the time that we were under the circumstance. And I think that I don't think there's going to be a substantial harm if we postpone it and that the LSB knows that we have to vote this thing up or down on the special meeting, which is November the 6th. And that was what we discussed last night at the LSB because they just didn't have the... under the circumstances, they would have to prove all of these substantial changes within less than 10 minutes. So that was just not a reasonable option. So I don't think there's going to be a substantial harm if we postpone doing that. It'll give us more opportunity to resolve some things. because there are some substantial changes in the budget that was approved by the LSB. In all fairness, the LSB was very split on the original budget. There was basically 6 voting for, 3 abstentions, and 3 opposed. So if you count all that, that was some serious unreadiness even on the original budget. So they would like an opportunity to give its feedback on it. So I would support what the Marcus is seeking tonight. And although I do understand what Michelle is saying, that it is affecting a lot of people. But I think we can do it all. We can do it in that time period. So I would support the motion that Marcus is making. And that our LSB did vote on this unanimously last night.
All right. I got 2 questions. Michelle, are there any operational decisions that you are waiting for approval of this budget to implement?
Yes, there are people that have to be, and because an LSB member spoke that there would be cuts to personnel, it has kind of run through my staff that somebody's getting cut. And there are changes to personnel in this budget. So that's
to the LSB members, if the LSB wants to play a significant role in shaping the budget, why did it not take the budget up until 5 minutes before the end of its meeting?
That's something I can't tell because I was waiting.
I'm not asking you. I'm asking the LSB members.